Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
How often do the buses run?
Every half hour on weekdays, but I'm not sure about weekends. There's a schedule on the corner by the bus stop.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
It's really nice of you to visit me when I'm so miserable with the flu. I'm sure I'd feel much better if I just had some of my mom's homemade chicken soup.
That'll be hard to come by, but a cup of hot tea might help.
What will the woman probably do next? Number 3.
I still have some things to pack before we leave.
We're supposed to be at the airport in half an hour, so you'd better get a move on.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Maybe one night next week we could get together for dinner? How about Monday?
I have 2 classes on Monday and Wednesday, 1 class on Thursday, and I work Monday to Friday. Maybe next month during vacation.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
Did you bring home the seeds for the vegetable garden?
The nursery was closed when I got there.
What did the man do? Number 6.
We're offering quite a few programs this fall. Feel free to call any time and talk to the nurse.
Maybe I'll do that. There are some things I'd like to know about the weight reduction program you're offering.
What does the man imply? Number 7.
Excuse me, an egg fell out of the carton and broke on the floor.
Thanks for telling me. I'll take care of it before someone slips on it.
What is the man going to do? Number 8.
I tell you, I'm not sure how much longer I can keep waking up for these early morning classes.
Well, you've never been an early riser. Maybe you should remember that when you choose your classes for next semester.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 9.
You're the manager? Look, the strap on this suitcase broke the first time I used it. I'd like to get my money back, or at least store credit.
I've sold hundreds of these suitcases, and this is the first time anything's happened. Why don't you try another?
What does the man want to do for the woman? Number 10.
You know I'm on your side, Alice, and even I think you're overreacting.
Well, that's your opinion, isn't it?
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Do you have change for a $50 bill?
A $50 bill? I hardly have 50 cents.
What does the man mean? Number 12.
I think you've been working too hard. You should take a vacation.
Tell that to this stack of papers on my desk.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 13.
Julia asked me to pick up the guest speaker, Bob Russell, at the airport this afternoon. Do you know what he looks like?
He stands out. He's really tall and always wears a bow tie.
What can be inferred about the guest speaker? Number 14.
Whoops! Oh, no. I got coffee all over your shirt. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it. That's what dry cleaners are for.
What does the man imply? Number 15.
Hey, Bill, how's it going with the new house? Are you all settled in yet?
Far from it. There are boxes everywhere. I can't wait for everything to get back to normal.
What does the man imply? Number 16.
To major in astrophysics, you need to take 2 semesters of physics and math as a freshman.
Okay. And I see the college bulletin suggests waiting until my 2nd year to take astronomy.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 17.
Dennis would like us to go bowling with him this weekend.
I'd love to, but not until I get this project out of the way. And that could take weeks.
What does the woman mean? Number 18.
Will you need a ride to work while your car is being repaired?
Actually, I thought I'd ask Eric. He lives closer to me.
What does the man mean? Number 19.
Look at this traffic. By the time we get to the museum, we'll only have an hour to look around before it closes.
You may be right, but since we can't do anything about it, we may as well try to relax.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
Hey, Judy, will you let me know when 10 minutes have passed? I'm putting the spaghetti in now.
Sure. There's nothing worse than soggy, overcooked spaghetti.
What does the woman mean? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
I've got to do well on this research paper to pass history.
So I guess you'll be spending the weekend in the library.
What does the woman imply? Number 22.
I have band rehearsal tonight. I guess we won't be able to go to the movies.
Another rehearsal? Am I ever sick and tired of your rehearsals?
What does the woman imply? Number 23.
The gym looks pretty crowded. Are there always this many people here?
It changes according to the time of day.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
Gloria is really pleased with her promotion.
She certainly deserves it after all these years.
What does the woman mean? Number 25.
The people in this course seem really enthusiastic about it.
Most of them do, at any rate.
What does the woman imply about the course? Number 26.
Mike sure was surprised that he had a hard time assembling his new bike.
Well, that's to be expected with no instruction manual.
What does the man imply? Number 27.
Have you ever used a camera like this before?
I used to have one very similar to it.
What does the man imply? Number 28.
We got a thank you note from Nancy today. She said she's already worn the scarf we sent.
That's great. I wasn't sure if she'd wear red.
What had the woman been concerned about? Number 29.
This is the car you bought? I've never seen such an old jalopy.
It may not look like much, but it gets me where I'm going.
What does the man mean? Number 30.
I see you got a new book bag. You're not using that old ripped one anymore.
On top of that, I had to buy a new statistics book, because my old one fell out of the ripped book bag.
What can be inferred about the woman? This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page.